Shalom to all. Today's office is Cholent Daf Kuf Lamed. We're starting right at the top at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Mem Charabas Biaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now we know that there are 24 manis kahuna gifts that are given to a kayin. One of them, perhaps maybe the most famous, is truma. We know that has to be separated from produce and given to the kayin. Another one of those, which we're about to mention right now, is the zroya lechem and keva. Zroya is the foreleg of the animal. Lechayayim is the jaw, and keva is the stomach that we know about from earlier in the mesechta. And these are given to the kayin when a person shechts a regular animal, just stam, for example, a barbecue for Shabbos, some other reason, he has to give these parts to the Kayin. And we're going to learn that this is only by regular chulin animal, just plain old chita, not karbanos. That's what Mishnah tells us. Hazroya v'lachayim v'keva, noigin ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. These have to begin to a Kayin in Eretz Yisrael and v'chutz la'aretz, b'fnei abayis, shalai b'fnei abayis, when we have the base of Mikdash, and even without the base of Mikdash, b'chulin avoloi b'mukdashin, only with a regular chulin animal, but not with a hektish animal, meaning not with a karban. Shaya b'din, you would think the other way around the Kal v'chaymer. Umay ma'chulin she'ina chayav b'chaz v'shaik, chayav matanos, chulin, which one is not chayav to give chaz v'shaik, which is the chest and the thigh of a carbon shlamim that have to be given to a kayin. So chulin is not chayav in that, but they are chayav in matanis. That's the Mishnah and Gemara's way of saying Zrael chayim and keva. Well, kadshem shchayav chaz v'shaik, and din shchayav matanis, kadshem, which is chayav in chaz v'shaik. Shouldn't we say for sure that one is chayav also in matanis, and not only when a person has a carbon shlamim does he have to give the chaz v'shaik to the kayin, but he also has to give Zrael chayim and keva. So to that, Tamalim, the pasuk says, va'etain oisam la'arna kayin ulvan ulchak oilam, and the focus is on the word oisam. Them, and this is the pasuk that's talking about the chaz and the shaik. What do we learn from here? Ein loy ela masha arm be'inyan. He, meaning the kayin, only gets that which is said about it. As we see with the karbanos, they only get the chaz and the shaik, and they do not get the zroya lechem and keva. Now the Mishnah moves on to a totally different discussion, and actually, this part of the Mishnah is really quoted verbatim in Maseches Becharis as well. That's because we're going to see in a moment, this also mentions Becharis. So that's why the same Mishnah over here and in Becharis is going to be listing multiple differences between two types of animals that are puzzled to use as a karban, also known as psuli hamukdash. And the key factor over here is when it became pasul, before or after its kedusha. So in a standard case, which is really going to be the second part of this new section of the Mishnah, a person is a regular animal, he's makdish it as a karbon, and then something happens. For example, it gets a mum, so it can't be used anymore, and very often he is now able to be paida, he could redeem it, and then use that animal for his own benefit. However, since it used to have kedusha as a guf, a very high level of kedusha, because it itself was going to be brought as a karbon, so it still has to be treated with a certain level of kedusha, even though again, he was pied already. For example, if it's a sheep, he's not allowed to shear it and use the wool for himself. And we're going to see a number of other things in the Mishnah as well. Now, in contrast, if the animal was pasul before he made it kadosh, such as if it had a mum, and then he said, okay, I want this to be a karbon, even though the kedusha is chal, it only is on a lower level. It has kedushas damim, meaning its value is kadosh, but not that the animal itself is kadosh. Therefore, when he's pied it, the restrictions in the previous case do not apply. And that's the case the Mishnah begins with. Kol kachem shekada mum kavu like Deshan, any kachem that a mum kavua, it's a permanent mum that happened to the animal before the person was makdish them, viniftu, and then he redeemed them. So the following applies. Chayav in b'chayra, it's chayav in b'chayra, which means if this was a female animal and then it gave birth to a firstborn male, so that's considered a b'char, and also matanis, he has to give matanis, so that's Israel chayim keva, we just mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, and v'yotzen l'chulin, it becomes chulin, meaning once he redeemed it, it's now considered 100% chulin in regards to what? Li gazes, when he shears it, ole aved, he could do work with it. For example, if it's a cow or ox, he's allowed to plow his field with it, no problem. Uvladan v'chalav and mutter, and the children born to this animal and the milk milked from this animal is 100% mutter. Lachar b'dyanon, after he was paid it, I was just emphasizing that once he was paid to them, they're 100% chulin, no restrictions whatsoever. Furthermore, b'shechtan b'chutz, potter. If a person shechts them outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's potter because not considered like shechting chachim outside. Also, v'ein oisin tamura, they're not able to affect a tamura. And what is this? So we know the pasuk tells us that if a person has an animal which is chachim, it's designated to be a karbon, he's not allowed to do a tamura, he's not an exchanger or transfer its kedusha onto a different animal. And if he does, not only is he ever alive, but actually both animals have kedusha. So this animal that we're talking about over here, that it had a mum kavua before he made a kadosh, if he tries to make a tamura and transfer its kedusha onto a different animal, it just simply doesn't work. Again, that's because it's a lower level of kedusha. Also, v'meisu yiftu. If this animal died before he redeemed it, no problem, he's still allowed to redeem it. And that's because since it has a lower level of kedusha, so he could redeem it even after it died. Now, what would he do with the meat? He would just have to feed it to the dogs because it's nevela, but he still is allowed to do that. Now, there's only two things this doesn't apply to. Chutz min ha-bechar min ha-meiser, if a bechar, firstborn animal, was born with a mum, or meiser, which is referring to meiser behema, that's the once a year when he gathers all of his animals together and he counts 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is designated as meiser behema. Based off of Joshua's in the psukim, we learn that both by bechar and meiser, even if they had a mum beforehand, they still have that kedushas bechar and kedushas meiser. Now we go into the next stage, which is the higher level of kedusha. Kol shakadam ekdeshan is mumah. anything that its hektish was before its mom, which means he had a regular animal designated as kachim, and then it developed a mom. Imum iver, kadmakdeshon. It could be that it had a mom before he designated it as kachim, but it was just a mom iver. It was a passing mom. It's one of these things that's not permanent. It's going to go away. So for all intents and purposes, it's considered like it doesn't have a mom. And then la'achar mikan, afterwards, not lahem mom kavua, it developed a permanent mom. So in these situations, v'niftu, if it was redeemed, so as we said before in the introduction to this part of the Mishnah, since this was a very high level at Kedusha Seguf, even though he redeemed it, it still retains a certain level of Kedusha. Therefore, it's potter from Bechayro Matanois, meaning after he redeemed it, if this was a female animal that gave birth to a firstborn male, it's not considered a Bechar. That's because really in essence, it is considered Kachim to some extent, and we know that Kachim doesn't have a din Bechar. Also, it's potter from Matanois, even though this animal is allowed to be Shechted, since again, it is still somewhat considered Kachim. The Zer L'chaim and Keva does not have to be given to the Kain, and in Yatzal Chulin L'Gaz L'Aved, it does not become Chulin in regards to shearing and working with it, which means you're not allowed to shear it or work with it. And even after he redeemed it, the children born to it are usher, and the milk is usher. And this is all based off Joshua from Sukkim, that the only thing that's allowed to be done with this animal is it's allowed to be shechted and eaten. You're not allowed to even sell it like regular. You have to be very careful with it. No shearing, no working with it, and all these things that we mentioned. Also, if someone's shechted outside the base of Mikdash, he's chayiv as if he shechted a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, even though it's a pasul carbon. He can't shecht it inside the base of Mikdash, but based off of Joshua, we learned that before he redeemed it, he's not allowed to shecht it outside the base of Mikdash, and that comes with a very high level of chiyuv. Also, v'aisin temura, before he redeemed it, the temura does work if he transfers its kedusha off of it. Again, it's an isra in the pasuk, but it still would work. And lastly, v'imesu yikaveru, if they die, he has to bury it. That's because there's a line, ein paidim kachim lachin laklavim. We don't redeem kachim just to feed it to dogs. And since it's died without shechita, the only thing you'd be allowed to do with it would be to feed it to the dogs. But since it's kachim, that's a bizayin to it, just to redeem it, to give it to the dogs, and therefore there's nothing we could do with it other than bury it. So that's this part of the Mishnah. But now the Gemara begins by discussing Zerah L'Chaim and Keva, and remember we had said that Zerah L'Chaim and Keva is only by regular chulin animal, not by kachim. Says the Gemara, Taima Adikas Rachmana Ayusam. It's Mashal from the Mishnah that the only reason why Zerah L'Chaim and Keva does not apply by regular kachim animal is because the Pasuk says, Ayusam, which is a limitation, the only chaz and sheik of a carbon shlamim are given to a kain, but not Zerah L'Chaim and Keva. That seems to tell us, says the Gemara, Halav Hachi, if not for that Pasuk, have a mean, I would think, kachim chayav matanais, the kachim are chayav in matanais. But I can ask on this, says the Gemara, mal chulin chicken chayav in b'chayra. Chulin is different because it's chayav in b'chayra. If a chulin animal gives birth to firstborn male, says Kedushas Bechar, and that doesn't apply to kachim, and so this should tell me that kachim anyway is excluded from Zerah L'Chaim and Keva, and that it only applies to chulin. What do I need the pasuk for? Says the Gemara, no, mizacharim, I would learn from males, because a male chulin animal obviously can't have a bechar because it's a male, and still is chayav in Zerah L'Chaim and Keva, so maybe kachim should be. Say, no, that wouldn't be a good limud because mal zacharim she can't chayav in bereishis agez. Chulin males are still chayav in bereishis agez, which is the first shearings of wool. Those have to be given to a kain, as opposed to kachim is not chayav in bereishis agez, and so you still wouldn't be able to learn kachim from chulin in regards to Zerah L'Chaim and Keva. Says the Gemara, fine, mityashim, we'd still be able to learn from tyashim. Tyashim are male goat. They're not chayav in bereishis agez, and they're not chayav in bechayra, but they're still chayav in Zerah L'Chaim and Keva. So maybe kachim would be chayav. Says the Gemara, that's not a good limud because mal tyashim she can't chasam dealis aser. Male goats are brought into the pen to have meiser behemah taken off of them, as opposed to kachim, which are not chayv in meiser behemah. So you can't learn kachim from chulin anyway. Says Gemara, no, mizakenim, we could still learn from older ones. Older goats are not brought into the pen to be meisered because they already were, and they're chayv in Zerah L'Chaim and Keva. So maybe kachim is. So we answer that no, mal zakenim shechein nichnasul dirlas aser. Zakenim, the older ones of chulin are different because they were once upon a time brought into the pen to have meiser taken off of them, and kachim was never chayv in meiser. So you still can't compare them. Says the Gemara, fine, we could learn milakuach v'yasaim from that which was bought or orphaned. If a person bought 10 goats, for example, he's not chayv ma'aser behema. Or if one of his goats gave birth and then the mother goat died, based off of Joshua and Pasuk, we learn that the orphaned animal is not chayv ma'aser behema. But still, again, it's chayv Zerah L'Chaim and Keva. So kachim also should be. So we see that's also not a good limud. Malakuach v'yasaim, if it's bought one and it's orphaned one, shekein nechnasim b'minon l'dirlas aser. Their type, their min, their category is brought into the pen to have ma'aser taken off of them. Says the Gemara, b'minon ka'amrit, you want to bring that into the discussion that their min is brought into the pen? Well, kachim nami, kachim as well. B'mina nechnasal adjelas aser. The min, the general category of this animal, is brought into the pen to have meister taken off. Maybe not kachim, but whatever type of animal this is, a goat, a sheep, whatever it is, that type of animal is brought into a pen to have meister taken off of it. So actually, we see that chulin and kachim do have some sort of similarity, and therefore, the only way we'd be able to exclude kachim from the din of Zerah L'Chaim and Keva is from the pasuk of Aysam, and that's why the Mishnah brought it. Now we go to the reverse suggestion. Why don't we say that a regular chulin animal is chayv in Chaz v'Shoik based off a Kavu Chaymer. Uma Kachim Shein Chayav Matanos Chayav Chaz v'Shoik. Kachim are not Chayav Matanos Zorich Chayav and Kevo, but they are Chayav Chaz and Shoik. Well, Chulin Chayav Matanos. Any Din Chayav Chaz v'Shoik. Chulin, which is Chayav Matanos, should we say for sure that's Chayav Chaz and Shoik? So to that, Amar Kar the pasuk says V'Zeyeh Mishpatei Kehanim, and this shall be the Mishpatei Kehanim. This is the pasuk that tells us that we have to give the Zorich Chayav and Kevo to the Kayin. What do we learn from here? Zein Midiachin Oloi, that only this and not anything else. Meaning, what comes from a regular Chulin animal to the Kayin? That's Zorich Chayav and Kevo and nothing else. Asking where we really need a Joshua for this? Ela time of the Kusra Rachmana Zeh Halav Hachi Hava Mina Chulin Chayav Mechaz V'Shaik. Are you telling me that it's only because we have this pasuk of Zeh? That's why I know that only Zorich Chayav and Kevo are given to the Kayin. But if not for the pasuk of Zeh, I would have thought that we even have to give a Chaz and Shaik to the Kayin. That can't be because of Abay Tenufa. Chaz and Shaik require waving around. The pasuk tells us that. And Hechel and Finhu, how exactly would we do this waving? Iavrai, if we would do it outside the base of Mikdash, well, that's a problem because Lefnei Hashem Ksev. The pasuk says the waving of the Chaz and Shaik have to be done Lefnei Hashem in front of Hashem, which means in the base of Mikdash. Kuflam Adam Reza on top. Yagavai, if you want to say fine, so let's do waving of the Chaz and Shaik of a regular Chulin animal inside the base of Mikdash. The problem with that is Kama El Chulin Azara. A person is bringing Chulin into the Azara, which is also a big no-no. Hilkach, therefore, like Efshar, it's not even a possibility to give a Chaz and Shaik of a Chulin animal to a Kayin. Ela Zel Amali, so what do we need the pasuk of Zeh for? And the answer is Lechidr Chazes for Chazes said. Or Chazes, he tells us, Hamazik Matnus Kuhuna, Isha Achlan, Pater Malashalim. If a person damages Matnus Kuhuna, or he ate them, he's Pater from paying, meaning he shechted an animal, and instead of giving Israel Chaim and Kiva to the Kayin, he threw them in the river, he burnt them, or he ate them, he doesn't have to pay. That's because the pasuk says, Vizeyeh Mishpat Kahanim, and this is the Mishpat Kahanim, meaning if you have this, if you have the Matanus, so you give them. If you don't have the Matanus because they're ruined or destroyed, and that's even if you ruined them or destroyed them, not a problem, you don't have to pay the Kayin, it's not something you owe him. Now we get to a very long discussion regarding this memory of Chizda. Guva was just stated, Amr Chizda said, Hamasik Matnus Kuhuna, Isha Achlan, Pater Mel Shalom. If a person damages Matnus Kuhuna or he ate them, he's Pater from paying. Now, my time, why is that? So, Ibai Seyma Dechsev Zeh, either it's because of the Pazik Zeh that we just said, Vibai Seyma, or we could say, Mishum Dahavali Mamun Shein Loi Toivim. It's because it's money that doesn't have anyone being Toivaya, demanding it. And Mamun Shein Loi Toivim is a halachic standpoint, which means there isn't anyone from a legal halachic point that's able to say, you have to give me this thing. And that's exactly what these matanis are. Even though the Yisrael who shechted the animal has to give them to a kayin, there isn't a single kayin that's able to come and say, you have to give them to me, because the Yisrael could always say, oh, I wasn't planning on giving them to you, I was planning on giving them to somebody else. Who's that somebody else? None of your business. I can choose whichever kayin I want to. That makes it mamon she'ein lo tayvim. And because of that, since there isn't anyone specific who could demand them, so therefore, if he ruins them or even perhaps eats them himself, no problem, he doesn't have to pay kayhanim. Now we're going to have a whole bunch of questions, a number today, and a few more tomorrow. So we start with the following. Basically, we have a brass that says, V'zeyeh mishpat ha-kayhanim, and this shall be the mishpat ha-kayhanim. And again, this is the pasuk referring to Israel Chayam and Keva. Now, what do we learn from the word mishpat? Melamed, this teaches us, Shamatonos din, that the matonos are a din. Mishpat is lashon of din. That means these matonos are a din. Now, l'mayhechsa, in regards to what are we saying that they're a din? Lav loitzin b'dayanim, does that mean that we can extract them with dayanim? That a kohen could schlep a judge along to his next door neighbor who just shechted an animal, and he could say, here's Israel Chayam and Keva, I demand that he gives them to me. Is that what the word mishpat is teaching us? And the answer is lie. It's not teaching us that. Something similar, but very different. L'chalkan b'dayanim, it means that they're distributed with dayanim. In other words, when the Yisrael wants to give Zorei Chaim and Kev away, if he wants to give them to a Kayin Amma Aretz, dayanim can and really should come along and tell him, no, you're not allowed to give it to an Amma Aretz, you have to give it to a Kayin Chaver, a Talmud Chacham, who's going to treat it with the proper Gedusha. That's what it means, to distribute them with dayanim, but not that dayanim are actually allowed to take them away from this fellow. And Chalav Shmuel Bar Nachmani is just like Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Damar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Mirin son, Minayin She'in Nosem Matana L'Kayin Amma Aretz. How do we know that we're not allowed to give Matana to a Kayin Amma Aretz? Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Vayomer La'am L'Yoshev Yerushalayim, and he told the people dwelling in Yerushalayim, this is one of the Jewish kings, the son of Achaz. Rashi says Yehoshaphat, really it's referring to Chizkiyo, and he wants to strengthen the people after the very strong decline during his father's reign, so he put a very strong emphasis on everyone having to give Truma and Meiser. As is what he was telling the people of Yerushalayim, Loses Menos Kehanim Levim L'man Yechazku B'Torah Hashem, to give the portion to the Kehanim Levim, so that they'll strengthen themselves in the Torah of Hashem. What do we learn from here? Kol Machzik B'Torah Hashem, Yesh Lo Menas, V'Shein Machzik B'Torah Hashem, Ein Lo Menas. Anyone who's Machzik, he holds on to, he strengthens the Torah of Hashem, so he gets a portion. If not, he doesn't get a portion. As we see clearly from here, that a Kohen Amma Aretz does not get a portion, so he wouldn't get Trumo or Zorei L'Chaim and Keva. So we see that this Chaluk would be with Dayanim. They would prevent a person from giving it to an Amma Aretz, but not that they're allowed to take it away from him and give it to a particular Kohen who wants it. So no question on Rav Chizda. So Tashman, another time to question. Read them, say, Rami, he tells us in a Braisa, Mishpat, what does this teach us? Malam Shematan is din, the Matanas are a din. Now, Yachli, you might think, I feel Chaz v'Shaik din, the Chaz and Shaik are also a din, so to that, Tamalayim are Zeh. So we clearly say they were differentiating between the Matanas and Chaz v'Shaik. Matanas are a din, Chaz v'Shaik are not a din. So the question is, Lamai, what type of din are we referring to here? Even if we want to say, the din being referred to here is distributed distributing with Dayanim, which again means that I'm Aretz Kain is not allowed to receive. Well, Atu Chaz V'Shaik Lab Dayanim Michalku, are Chaz and Shaik not, so to speak, distributed with Dayanim? Of course they are. If a person tried to give the Chaz and Shaik of his Karban to a Kain Am Aretz, he would be told he's not allowed to do that. And this Brisa said the Chaz and Shaik are not a din. So it can't be that we're talking about Chaluka B'Dayanim. El Hav must be what's referring to Lahaitzi B'Dayanim. This Brisa is discussing taking this away with Dayanim. And since it says the Matanis are a din, that tells us that we could take the Matanis away with Dayanim. Hence, it's Mamashi Yeshle Taivim, definitely not like Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, no, Hachmai Skin, what's the Brisa talking about? It's referring to where a Kain already got it. We have one Kain that has the animal, and then another Kain took it away from him. So that's what the Brisa is telling us. And in regards to the Matanis, Bezdin will go to the second Kain and take those Matanis away from him and give them back to the first Kain whom they were originally by. Ask the Gemara, Ida Asul Yadeh, my Lememra. And we're talking about that it already gotten to the Kain, so what's the Chiddush? Of course, it was by Kain 1, taken away by Kain 2, so Kain 2 is a Ganiv. Of course, Dayanim are going to take it away from Kain 2 and give it back to Kain 1. What's the Chiddush? The answer is, Da Asul Yadeh B'Tivlayu. Or it's referring to where these things got to Kain 1 when they were still in their state of Tevel, meaning it was before the person had officially separated the Matanis. Kain 1 received the entire animal before Zerah Chaim and Keva were separated. They weren't officially cut out yet. He just had the whole animal. And then Kain 2 took it away from him. And what's the Chiddush over here? Because over Aitana, this town holds Matanis Shaloi Hermu, Kimisha Hermu Damion. The Matanis that were not separated yet is as if they were officially separated. And therefore, when Kain 1 had this entire animal, even though the Zerah Chaim and Keva weren't yet cut out and separated, it's considered like they were already separated. So it's considered like they were in his Rishos. Memela, when Kain 2 takes it away from him, Bezdin will get involved and take it away from Kain 2 and give it back to Kain 1. But again, that doesn't say anything about a standard case of Zerah Chaim and Keva that still could be considered Mamche in Leitaivin. So another question on Chizda Tashma, this comes from a Mishnah and it discusses Matnas Aniyim, not Matnas Kehanim, but it's the same idea that these Matars are meant for someone specific and not meant for other people. So as Mishnah tells, Balbais Shai Ivar Mukal Mukam, Balbais is going from one place to another, Ritzarchlita Leka Shechu Pei Maeser Ani, and he has to take Leka Shechu Pei Maeser Ani. We know Leka Shechu Pei Maeser Ani are all things that are given to Aniyim. Leka Shechu Pei are certain things that are left in the field, either on purpose or by mistake, and the Aniyim come and gather them. Maeser Ani is physically given to the Ani. Either which way, these are only for Aniyim. This fellow who's going from place to place is not really an Ani. He has money back at home, but he only took some cash with him. Maybe he left his credit cards and doesn't have anything else besides with the cash and a little bit of food that he took with him, and he finds himself stranded in the middle of nowhere, no cash, no credit cards. And so in order to survive, he has to take Leka Shechem Pei Maeser Ani. What does he do? Noitel, he takes Uchi Yachzer. When he gets back home, now he has money, Yishalim, he has to pay. Divrei Rabbi Elazar Tzadok's opinion. And it's mashmash from the fact that it says Yishalim that he has to pay, that that's a chiyuv, and we're going to be mitzi that bidayanim. If a poor person comes along and says, listen here, mister, I was following you, I saw you took Leka Shechem Pei, now you owe Aniyim $100, let's say, I'm an Ani, pay up, as mashmash bidayanim will take it away. So we see that this is considered mamon shiyesh leitovim. And again, he was talking about manas aniyim, mashmash matnas kaim is the same thing. And therefore, if a person were to ruin it, if he were to ruin matnas aniyim or ruin matnas kehanim, that would be mamon shiyesh leitovim. Not like what we said before. So who brings an answer? No, Amar Chizra, Chizda said on this case, the midas chasidus shanu kan. This is just midas chasidus. It's not that the person has to pay for these matnas aniyim that he took. If he wants to be chasid, he wants to be pious, then he's allowed to do that. But he doesn't have to. However, Amar Rav asks on this, Tana Tani Yishalim, va'at amrit midas chasidus shanu kan. First of all, the Tana said very clearly that he has to pay. And you're saying that's midas chasidus? The word Yishalim is mashma, you must pay. Not that if you want to be a chasid, you could pay, but you have to do that. So that's question number one. And furthermore, mid Reb Elazar, Leikum Velesev, are we getting up and asking a question from Reb Elazar? Meaning this member of Reb Elazar, the Lachshiachser Yishalim, is that really where Reb Chisda's comment is going on? Maybe it's going on a totally different part of the discussion, and therefore we clarify, El Mi Seifa, it's really on the Seifa. The Chachamim argue through Reb Elazar, and they say that Ani Hayu Ba'is Hashah, he was a poor person at that time, meaning they hold that this fellow, this Baal Bayis, who took these Matnas Aniyim, when he gets back home, he doesn't have to repay the Aniyim, because at the moment that he took them, he was considered 100% Ani. He didn't have any money. And so on this statement of the Chachamim, they ask a question, Taima, the Ani. That's Mashma, the only reason why he doesn't have to repay them is because he was an Ani. Ha'ashir Mishalim. Mashma, that if he was an Ashir and he took Matnas Aniyim anyway, that he would have to pay them. But am I, why would that be? According to what we said before, Lahavik Mazik Matnas Kahuna, Aisha Achlan, it should be no different than him damaging Matnas Kahuna or eating them, which we had said before at the top. If he's Mazik Matnas Kahuna or eats them, he doesn't have to repay the Kahanim. So it should be the same thing with Matnas Aniyim. If he damages them or eats them, even though he wasn't allowed to, he shouldn't have to pay. So this is a question of what we said before. And it was on this that the answer is that no, Amar Chizda said, Mitz Chasidus Shanu Kan, it's only Mitz Chasidus. In other words, even if he takes him as a rich person, according to the Chachamim, and he wasn't allowed to, he doesn't have to repay Matnas Aniyim. If he wants to be a Chasid, he could, but he doesn't have to. So once again, no question on this den. Continuing to discuss, Tashma, we have a Brisa that tells us, Minayel Baal Bayis She'achal Pei Rois of Tevalin. How do we know if a Baal Bayis ate his Pei Rois as Tevel, V'chein Levi She'achal Masreis of Tevalim, or Levi that ate his Maestros as Tevel, which means that Levi didn't separate Shrumas Maestro and give it to a Kayin, he just ate the whole thing. Minayel Shepatah Minat Hashlumin. How do we know he's Potter from paying? Tamalar, it's because the Pasuk says, V'lo Yichalu is Kachi B'nei Yisrael Asher Yirimu. And what do we learn from here? You, either the Levi or the Kayin, you don't deserve these matanos, truma or meiser, except for when the person was already merim them, he already separated them, only then you have right to them. But before then, before they were separated, you don't have any rights to them. Now, what's the mashmas from here? Ha, mishas haram ve'elech, miyam ashalim. That seems to clearly tell us that after they're already separated by the Yisrael or the Levi, these matnas Levi and Kahuna, that they are considered already in the rishos of the Levi or the Kayin, and that if a person damages them or eats them, he would have to pay. But amai, why is that? L'havik mazik matnas kahuna sha'achlan. That should be no different than what we said at the top of the Amud. That's like damaging or eating matnas kahuna, and that a person doesn't have to pay. But we just made a dik from the Brayso, the person does have to pay. Mashma the Ruchaza said above is incorrect. Says the Gemara, no, hachanami here also. We're talking about a specific case. Kufla amad alfa amad alfa on top. Da'asul liyad b'tevlayu is referring to where these things had already come to a person's hands in their state of tevel, which means the kain already had it when it was tevel. In other words, it didn't receive it as truma. Rather, all the tevel was given to the kain, and inside of that is some truma. The Ksaraitana, this town holds the matan shalhurma kamir shurvan damyon, the matan skuna that weren't separated are considered as if they were separated already, and therefore it's considered like the kain already did receive the actual truma itself. And that's if somebody takes and eats it or ruins it, he would have to pay for it. When again, in standard case, where it's still by the Yisrael and never went to the Kayin and it was never separated, we could still say, like we said before, that if a person mazik matnas kahuna or he ate them, he would be put from paying. We're going to stop for the day of pickup tomorrow, continue to discuss more scenarios, ask more questions. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.